At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Stool Podcast!
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
You guys are so mean.
Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their worth it.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice word, you dunce.
I need, you know, sometimes you have people giving you positive affirmation, sometimes you have negative affirmation, and that is the right move.
Get you to work harder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn, my fucking piercing. Ow.
Which one?
My dick.
I was about to say, it's like, how is that bothering you? The headphones is what you're fiddling with.
Never had this issue before. How? It's because I left it there for too long. Ow, pussy. All right.
Pussy.
Pussy. Are we going already? Oh, we started already. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Stool Podcast. My name is Johnny. You already know, a.k.a. Johnny Savage. Hey, we got another episode. No guests today. It's just us three. So we're going to have some fun.
Back to the roots.
Back to the roots. So thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. And introduce yourself, Mr. Antoine.
Third Mike, Antoine, Anthony, Ranthony, whatever you want to call me.
Ranthony's
Yeah. You know, just here, hanging out, talking shit. Mick, your turn.
Arsenio.
Hey.
I've got to say something right now.
All right.
Oh, can someone close the curtain behind Anthony?
Close this one.
Yeah, push it.
Which direction? Both sides?
No, just go that way with it. Yes.
All the way.
All right, there we go. All right, I fixed it.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm introducing myself.
There we are.
I failed the will.
He has failed the will, guys. Yep. I'm having fun these past couple of weeks because I haven't had to do that stupid-ass will. I mean, stupid-ass board bitch. I don't have to
be that. Yeah, that's... I kind of like it because I'm such a fucking geek.
I know.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's low-key kind of fun. In a way, you know, because you're kind of producing, you're producing the show pretty much.
The only bummer about Mick being the board bitch is he's the voice guy. He does the voices on our podcast.
He do voices.
He could, yeah, he chimes them in, but he's like focused. He hyper focuses on the board.
No, but he's good enough at the board where he can go back and forth. Also, don't forget the tablets on the floor. You may need to go to scene 5 on there.
Bitch. Tablet schmablet, he says.
Bitch.
Scene 4?
Use your toe. Because it's on the floor.
Remove thine
sock. Scene 5 would be the only other one that we need. You'll see. Check it out. Hit 5.
Scene 5. There we go. That's the three of us.
What the fuck?
Boom. See, now that's going to be like, I feel like it's the main shot today. We're just going to be going back and forth.
You're like beneath us. Like in actuality and on the video.
And it really isn't fair that that camera is so slimming. When I was on there, I was like, yeah, that looks good. That looks good.
most film is honest, but this is not.
You would say most? You would argue most film is honest. Huh. All right.
I wouldn't agree with that.
I have a lot of Instagram videos that I put out myself that would argue differently.
There's a lot of women with a lot of videos.
They're fine. There's no reason to even talk about our judges.
They're fine. Yeah,
they're fine. Toit.
What's up, guys? How we doing? Everybody chilling out there? Yeah, they can't. I can't hear what they're saying. Obviously, what's up? How you been?
I can't.
Anthony, how'd your day go?
You want me to tell you what they're saying?
Tell me.
They're telling me to do violent, terrible things.
No, I'm not talking about your split personality.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Those people.
The people who are watching.
No, yeah, I don't know why I'm trying to talk to them. Mm. That's retarded.
Got it.
What are you doing? What's up? How you been? How's your day?
Good, man. Today's my Saturday. I didn't even tell you my schedule. I told you guys, like, oh, we're going to have to work on the podcast schedule because I'm going to be working Sundays. They immediately switched my schedule, and now Sundays I have off, and Mondays I have off.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Yeah, today's my Saturday. So.
Oh, so you don't have to, yeah. Okay, cool. So we could pretty much go anytime on Sunday.
Yep.
That's good.
That's exactly right.
That leaves it open because we're both free on Sundays fully, you know? So we can actually, if we need to do different times or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, exactly. So... All right, that's cool.
How you been?
I'm good. Just been working a lot.
You just bought some cards. Tell me about that.
I just literally purchased a Dark Magician CTE. I paid, double paid for it, though. But I wanted it.
You double paid for it?
I just double paid for it, yeah. But it's all good.
What does that mean?
I overpaid. I paid for...
You paid
more than
you should.
It's like a $7 card, and I paid like 18 bucks for it.
But you wanted to obtain it.
But I wanted it.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you gotta.
It's my personal collection, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. And it's a limited edition.
You know, it's funny. I've actually been running through my old comics and my cards and stuff just because of X-Men 97. You know, just kind of referencing like moments. I'm like, oh yeah, this was on this card or this is in this comic or whatever. But yeah, no, man, I got some banger comics, man. I got some really good comics, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to get them like full blown. What is the whole pricing graded like that? I need to get my comics, like that whole
you
thing.
You can get your comics graded and your cards graded, or at least comp them to see what they're worth. Like I usually comp before
that's
I grade.
Probably, yeah, that's probably what I would end up doing. Yeah,
I'll look at it. If I have a card that's worth $50, right? Or let's say $30, but I grade it and it's worth $100, then it's kind of worth it to grade it because gradings cost you $20 to $25.
So, what's the most you've ever like sold a card for that you've had?
My personal card? It's like a couple $100.
Yeah. Still not bad, dude. For a card, you gotta remember it's a fucking card.
That's true. But my at work, like we've sold cards for thousands
crazy,
of dollars.
Yeah, crazy amounts.
Millions.
What would
of
you
dollars.
Say? Really, millions.
Yeah. Oh, for my job, shout out Rizzo Sports. My before I started working there,
throw
with
down
my
a
brother,
link at the bottom.
I'll throw the link. where we sell cards and some collectibles and pop toys in our stores and shit. We sold a car for $1.2 million. It was a Giannis rookie card. It was a PSA 10 or 9.5. But it was a one of one black finite prism.
Now, sick. Who was the virgin that bought that card?
I don't know who bought it.
Okay.
But
it
but
was
my
a virgin.
Brother,
it
I
was
think,
it. Like it said that on his account, virgin number something, something, something.
What a virgin? Oh.
It's definitely.
It's definitely some virgin guy. Yeah, yeah. No, probably some billionaire that's like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I've been fuck around money.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I want that card, but it went on auction. That's why it went on auction. And just boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's like you would want to assume that to be something you could, you know, punch down at, but you just can't.
Yeah.
Someone's just spent $1.2 million on a piece of cardboard with a picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there's no, you can't come at it. There's nothing you can say.
You can't say, you can't really talk shit. Cause you're like, well, he had $1.2 million to blow. So
yeah, half of $1.2 million is my retirement plan. Yeah. So,
right. Exactly.
Mick, how much have you ever played for a card? Go now.
50 cents.
Probably $10.
That's honestly, that's reasonable. Cause I have like my Fleers and shit where it's like, I wanted to complete the series. But yeah, no.
I just been adding to my Dark Magician collection, so that's why I bought that card. And I was one I haven't seen anywhere, like just for auction. But I also haven't looked at it.
$18 still is not that bad. Like there's like I can't do that. I can do this one.
It's like imagine you know how the affectation young California teenagers have? You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, they just don't give a
fuck.
Wait,
explain affectation to Anthony so he understands what you're talking about.
Yeah, for me, because I don't understand your vocabulary, Mick. For me, explain it to me.
Yeah, explain that to Anthony real quick, what that means.
Affectation.
What is
you
it?
Mean like, you
what
know, affectation, like, you know.
Affectation?
Affectation.
Affectation. Explain that to
like
him.
Like a dialect, a way someone speaks, right? Is that where you're, if
yeah,
I understand
yeah,
you correctly?
It's like their personality. It's like their personality is reflected in the way they say their words.
Okay.
You know what I mean? To where
you got that, Anthony?
Yeah, no, I would equate it to like in a musical term, like the Tom DeLonge affectation of how he sings, like, where are you? You know what I mean? There's a way to, he's talking about, like you said, Southern California teenagers with that, almost like a blasé, like, don't give a shit. Is that what you're trying to talk about?
Anthony, now, real quick. Explain blasé to Mick so he understands.
Are we using
that would be so helpful? Because I get lost. I'm like, damn, these guys are so smart.
Are we really? We've reached a point where we're using big words. What are we doing here? We're dudes who don't know what we're talking about. Dude. Yeah, we're dudes
I'm sticking to the script.
I've been watching too much Dave Smith lately.
I know, me too.
Oh, yeah, dude, that gets dangerous, man.
Dave Smith is great.
You just start been making like sentences. He's like, you know what? Honestly, I need to tell this to everybody over 60 that I know. You start parroting Dave Smith for right now.
Sheesh.
But did you guys want to move into music immediately? Or are we just going to shoot the shit for a little bit?
Well, I guess now we are because you just...
No, we don't have to. We don't have to. I was asking. No, I was providing that, opportunity.
We can. We can in a little bit. But yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just riffing. We're just bullshitting.
Riff sweet.
And if we bring shit up, we bring shit up.
Well, do you want to get a little bit of background music just to kind of get us going?
You know what I just remembered?
No.
Let's show Anthony these bitch rappers real quick.
Oh, no. I remember you telling me
what
about this.
What was it called?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Oh, it's right here. No,
Cypher Effect. I didn't mean to call them bitches. They're nice ladies.
Okay. All right.
That was just, you know, me speaking my mind. Go ahead. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. They're all from LA. They're going to cut me.
We could beep it. We could do like a nice like banana cut. Peel noise. Like, that's
actually these way.
Because it like expresses like, there's a whoopsie.
How about when I say the N-word?
Honestly, I don't have a problem with like people who use.
Look at him trying to explain it.
No.
He's honestly, I do say it sometimes, but.
Whoa. Rewind the tape. That's not what I said at all. I'm just saying. Because there's a classic argument where people are like, well, man, I don't even want to say this because it's like going to get clipped or whatever. But it's like. But people are like, just like, well, if they can't say it, I can't say it. Obviously, that's like the classic racist argument. You know what I mean? Hopefully that voice was ridiculous enough for no one to take it serious. You know? But yeah, there's the classic argument for that.
Oh man.
And basically what my position to land on is like, yeah, it's all right to say. It's fine.
So you're saying it's all right to say the N-word.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
No, people, there's a co-opting of the word. There's a co-opting of the word. And then there's like the people who'd make the argument, well, like, why do black people say it in rap songs and stuff? No, it's like, I don't have a problem with them saying it in rap songs.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with them saying it in conversation.
Right.
There's this weird thing that people are like, I don't get to be a part of that. And that's why, I think that's why the whole conversation takes place.
Right.
And to me, I'm like, I don't care. I just won't. Right. I get what you're saying.
You're saying as long as you're listening to rap music, then you can actually read
the Nick Mullen joke is the best one about it. The Nick Mullen joke. Have you heard this one?
Maybe.
I'm gonna probably butcher it, but I'm gonna still just try to say it. But he's just like, you know, like, I don't approve of the N-word and people using it, but just like, I do really love rap music. I butchered it already. I fucking I immediately butchered it. Cut it. No.
All I'm saying is you're saying it's okay to say it as long as you're rapping lyrics. That's what Anthony's saying, guys. Just so you guys know.
Yeah.
I'm an actual rapper and I don't even do that.
If it's part of the natural culture to write music that way, to me, I understand that perspective of it. You just got to be, it's a very finite line you have to ride. A lot of people, there's some people that are just very.
Say trigger real quick.
You see what he's trying to do?
What do you mean? I'm not doing anything.
Can I spell it?
No, just say it,
dude.
Like, what do you do when you shoot a gun? What do you do, Anthony? You pull the what?
Switch? Is it a switch?
It's not a switch.
It's not a switch.
It's close. No, that's what you use to beat him.
I'm just letting you lead this conversation entirely. I'm trying to.
Huh? No, I'm just saying. Say the word trigger, dude. Say it. What do you do when you pull the gun? You pull the what?
You know, that's your. Mm-hmm.
Like looking at me and Mick, right? Size wise, would you say Mick is
larger?
No.
Say it.
He's like what?
You're small. He's big.
Yeah, he's big.
Say it.
What if there was? What if there was?
What is happening right now?
I'm just trying to get something I could clip out later, put the beep over it so it sounds like you're saying it.
You see the last ER.
You're reaching too.
Once he gets the last ER, I'm fucked. Of any of those words, I'm fucked.
Oh, shit. That would have been great. You just ruined it, dude.
Bigger.
Says it real fast.
Don't write down that time. Don't write it down another time.
Don't worry, I got it.
Are these the rappers?
You don't got the right things up here. Got the latest edition. Oh, wait, do we have to make another scene that has the background, that has the...
Speech.
I think we do. Look, where it has all three of us and the... Tribulations. They cannot relate because they ain't in this situation. Wait, pause it. They just crack that's actually kind of cool.
She reminds me of my niece.
That's crazy to actually have
I don't hate that at all. I like that a lot. Let's go. A lot of times in life, it's never the one to run with. So come. That reminds me of my niece. I can't talk. This rapper right now, she looks... I'll show you a picture of my niece. But you can't hound dog. You're not allowed to
say... No, you don't have to say give me a picture. Just give her my number. Late night thoughts.
I don't play by word. What? Aren't you like a married man?
No.
What? You're not married?
No.
Well, cheers to not being married.
I got a girlfriend.
I thought you were married, bro. Let's go hit the town.
I was.
This is Devmo.
Yeah. So what is this? It's just a cypher with all women rappers?
It's all chick. Yeah, yeah.
I remember Vitamin C.
She's actually pretty good. I remember her. That's so funny, the circle. It kind of looks cool, huh? I don't hate it. We had to just roll with it because... I'm just saying, if you work and you push
and you pray, you practice your craft every goddamn day. Now this, do you think it's written? That's my whole thing.
Is it what?
With rappers that do these things.
You still got the other music playing? I wonder why it sounded weird.
I thought that was high, dude. That was good. No, but with like freestyle,
hey, Nick, you got more music playing.
But with quote unquote freestyle rappers, I always feel like it's at least written to some degree. You have to write. No, you have to write.
You can tell that they definitely like wrote a lot of that.
Yeah, you memorize lines.
They might have like
even specific tempos and stuff.
Yes, exactly. That's what I've realized. Like, I don't do this. I don't freestyle. Like, that's not my thing. I write everything and I record it. I freaking go line by line, all that shit. I'm not like as good as like people that do it like this. Speaking of in this type of realm. But a lot of them, what I've noticed, cause I've seen it with big, even bigger rappers, when they go like on Sway in the Morning or something and they're freestyling, what I notice is they'll have little lines from one of their songs, or they'll have a line and then that eventually will be in one of their songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So like they have some stuff right now.
You ever seen the Shia LaBeouf rap?
They like,
I mean,
that.
You have to have.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's one reason I'm like, I have a respect for rap and being able to do that. But as an art form, like I always like, question. I'm just like, well, I feel like almost anybody could do it. It's like slam poetry. It's like regular poetry. It's like anybody can do it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, I mean? Pieces.
It's just
like
about
written.
How you dig at trying to do it, and then it's about how you express it when you perform it.
Right. But then there also is rappers that are just really good at freestyling. Like, really, really good.
What was I hearing about the other day?
Harry Mack is one of the best. Going nowhere,
but yeah, no, I've seen people who are like, give me this topic, mm-hmm. give me that topic.
Yeah.
And then they just go for 2 minutes. Go on.
Yeah. So Harry, well, the cool thing about Harry Mack is he's one of the best right now doing it.
And can you look that up?
He actually has
full YouTube Harry Sack. What is it?
Yeah, no, that's his AKA, is Harry Sack.
Also known as
Harry Mack. And he does like he used to do when it was around the Omegle, he would like go on there and be like, hey, give me 3 topics, and then he'd do them off the top. But he also does straight up live shows like that now and like tours.
All right, doing so check it.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Yeah. How y'all doing? He's the shit.
My name is Harry Mack. Can I do a freestyle for you guys?
This might be the guy that I saw the other day.
Has to be. He's like big right now.
He's probably like,
okay,
the dude.
My name is Harry Mack. I'm making videos for my TikTok and YouTube. You already know. What's your name?
Mimi.
Mimi, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Okay, so.
He's so good though. But he's turned it into a formula. Mm-hmm. He like teaches it. Because he's turned it into a formula. Like, I really want to learn.
That's what everything really is. When you master a craft.
Everything in this world is systems.
Yeah.
If you create the system or learn the system, you can do anything.
Yeah, there's a breakdown of
everything.
However you approach it, you know what I mean? There's a breakdown of the steps.
Mustard. Birthday, tequila, 18, and family trip. Is that everything?
Mustard, birthday, tequila, 18, family trip.
All right. I already forgot him after he said the first one.
Let's maybe wait till this this motorcycle is so loud I can't, you know. This is the opening act right here. All right, here we go, y'all. Let's have some fun. The words I was given are mustard, birthday, tequila.
Just do it, Harry. Damn, dude.
Calling? Calling much?
Right, he's thinking of shit right now. That's why. Yeah. No, he has a legit formula. Like, I've learned a lot.
Check out the way that I bust words. I got flavor like mustard. Without no mic, I feel my hand itch. Put the mustard on the sandwich. H-Mack coming up with good songs. On the subway, ordering the foot long. Y'all know that I spit it in a plush way. Put the mustard all up on my subway. They know that I'm the flow controller. My lyrics are classic like Coca-Cola.
To be fair, he's not hitting what they're talking about. Birthday, tequila.
He will. He does every single one a few times.
I'm flowing, I be growing like the flowers. Other MCs, they want it in the worst way. Shout out to my new friends. I said happy birthday. Yeah, we gon' elevate. Every time that we rhyme, we gon' celebrate. I be improvising all up on the track like Coltrane. When I'm rhyming, I be shining like a gold chain. Hey, Smack, man, you know these rappers never exist.
He does that a lot, too. He'll name shit that they're wearing.
Yeah.
I'ma turn this to their eyes and make
it's still very impressive.
Huh?
It's still very impressive.
Yeah.
Harry Mack is really blowing up. I'm the new dude. When you walk by, you were like, oh, he's from YouTube. Yeah, I get recognized.
But that's the line you know he's using a lot.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But if you say that, that's pause it real quick. Let's deconstruct that formula. It's like, okay, there's a limited amount of how sentences could end with syllables,
right?
And there's a limited amount of how rhymes could end. It's like YouTube, that sound, mm-hmm. Leave, E sound, mm-hmm. A sound, O sound, mm-hmm. and then you just narrow those down to a list of words you have in your head.
That's
that you just lead to.
No, it's the formula is there. It's not that hard to understand, but it's doing that in your head.
It's not easy.
It's not easy it's at not all. Easy. Especially like keeping all these words and it's more like the vowel sounds and stuff like that rhyme, keeping that locked in at the same time, like coming up with full sentences. And then
on the fly, and then going
to the next one, and going, and then changing it up to a different rhyme. You know what I'm saying?
Something I do read from this
different flows because he has flows. Like
filler sentences that he'll throw in.
Yes, that's one of his. That's one of the things that he teaches on his formula.
Yeah, you know? Have the filler, and then that stalls your brain enough to mm-hmm. While you're saying that, you think of the next thing that leads to the next topic.
Right.
You know?
But it's
just like street magic, man. Like street magic is like not even like magic, but like illusionism. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like that shit is like them just practicing how to manipulate crowds or manipulate mm-hmm. Like a social relationship.
True.
Which is weird to me. Like the idea of you know, like David Blaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like a dude who just like plugs away at like being able to do this one specific thing until. Mm-hmm. He's able to do it and no one understands how he could do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's all that is. It's the same concept.
Right.
But in rap, you know?
Yeah. He's pretty great though. He does a lot of shit like that. And like, yeah, he does have like filler stuff, of course, cause that's part of the formula that he like teaches and that he does. But also he's so good that he doesn't repeat a lot of the same shit at all. You know, like if you listen to a lot of his shit in a row, you're like, well, wow,
you've
this
only
is really...
seen it in videos, so you don't know for a fact. You're like, I mean, you're probably seeing like lesser volume of what he does.
True, probably.
You know what I mean? So he probably repeats more things than you're seeing.
True, true.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? But still, like I said, it doesn't, to me, that doesn't devalue what he's doing.
Right.
You know
it's,
I mean?
It's a skill.
It's like a practice. Yeah. You have to practice
that. That's
you
what
get
he teaches,
the fucking,
practice. I really think a lot of guys that do this, MCs that freestyle like this, that freestyle this well, I think a lot of these guys do that. They just don't talk about it because they're just like, no, I'm going to keep that shit to myself because it's like, I got to be better than the next guy. I can't teach them the shit I'm doing. And I can't like do it like that. Like he's open
do
about
you have
it.
A, I'll say this for like a lot of my family. They're all like people who like, I don't want to say, what's the word? Not fantasize, but aspire, I guess, to make rap songs. Like, I'm helping my brother-in-laws, my nephew, my niece, you know, like, they all like to rap. Do you have a lot of people in your family that like to, like, make their own, like, little raps and stuff off to the side?
When it comes
wish they could,
to, when it
wish
comes
they could
to rap?
Rap?
No.
Really?
No, I have a daughter, musician, like...
In your family?
In my family, like, people, you know, like, one of my cousin's daughter wants, you know... wants to pick up bass, so she was asking me all these questions and her dad was like, yeah, I'll buy her a bass, which one do I need, you know, like stuff like that. But like not, and I have a lot of singers in my family, not rappers though, not a lot of people that I mean, not that they told me.
I guess
me.
I just come from that ilk, dude. I
you're
mean
just,
I,
you're just
I mean I'm the weirdest of us because I'm like more the rock guy, but like a lot
everybody's
like,
more hip-hop
everybody like okay
your sisters be rapping, dude?
Okay, so well, both of my sisters sing. Okay. And I've recorded both of them, you know, we've, you know, performed music together.
Mm-hmm.
And then my two oldest sisters are the only ones. I know they both sing as well to themselves, but they've never recorded or done anything with me.
Right. Wait, are and you the baby?
I think I'm the direct. No. The sister above me is the direct middle.
Uh-huh.
I have 1, 2, 3 older sisters than me and then a younger.
Oh, sister. Shit. How old is your youngest sister then? Because you're pretty young.
I'm 37.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. We're not that young.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Old as fuck. Bleep that.
How old is your sister?
My age.
How old is your youngest one?
Oh, shit. You're putting me on the spot.
About?
I want to say she's heading into her 30s. She's like 29.
What's she look like?
Oh, fuck. Here we go. She's got a very buff boyfriend, just to let you know.
Okay. That's not what I was asking.
Strong, strong man.
That's fine. I was not asking that.
And coming from a third party perspective and speaking through my voice, my little sister is a good looking young woman.
Okay. We'll get her number later. Can I finish what you're saying?
I don't even remember now. You threw me such a loop.
He's getting mad right now.
No. I'm just trying to like navigate it in a way where I'm just like, how do I say that my little sister is beautiful and then make Johnny not hound dog right now? Can you not hound dog?
I'm not. I'm just down. Playing.
Down, boy.
Down. Get the newspaper. No, I'm just playing around. I got a girlfriend.
I don't even remember where
my
we're
girlfriend's
at.
Beautiful.
Where were we at? Oh yeah, we got into siblings. My siblings, and then
rapping and
oh yeah,
singers
okay, so,
and stuff.
No, yeah. So I have brother-in-laws. All of them, you know. On a Friday night when we get together, we'll throw on just like whatever random beats and people will just mess around. I'll do
oh,
hooks
got you.
And they'll,
are you guys, that's because you guys do a lot of karaoke and stuff.
Yeah.
At the house.
Yeah.
Every time we talk about parties over there, there's always
karaoke. But yeah, no, I mean, so to me, I like
the
that's something
of karaoke.
I find it to be a thing that like, I don't know. It's a form of expression. Rapping or whatever is a form of expression. It's like super accessible. A lot of people could do it, you know, as long as you just
Yeah. I mean, it's an art form, just like anybody could pick up a guitar and start playing it. You know, doesn't mean everybody's good at it, but yeah, you can do
it. Right.
But you can do it. Yeah. Okay. I want you guys to see this one of Eminem freestyling now. It's a lot different.
I saw. Was that a puppet in a shower? Yeah, let's go.
Puppet in a shower.
I don't know what he's seeing on the Instagram feed, but I would love to put that up on the screen.
What is that?
That's amazing. I don't know. It's very funny.
Do we have to real quickly make a new scene for us three and the whatchamacallit? Which scene was it that had it all?
There we go.
Now, I know that's one of them, but what scene is the one that had it? Was it 2 or 3? Where's the one? Which one had the YouTube up? Excuse me, it wasn't that one. It had like, I put it where it was two videos at the bottom corners, and then the one video in the middle is the, what the hell? So that should be the guest, right? So go to the next, go to one, hit one. I already know what one is, hit two. That's wrong. Something happened there. I think that one was supposed to be, because why would we have that? Why would we have two of the same ones? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense. You see what I'm saying, Mick?
Mm-hmm.
That should, the scene two should have been something else. I don't know what happened here. It should have been the two screens at the bottom, and then in the middle had the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I might have to reset that up.
Listen.
What?
Linda, listen.
I'm just saying.
We'll make do.
No, that's fine. I'm not going to change it now.
This is like a American
History X?
No.
You're right. It is like that. It's a bunch of Nazis.
Where's
in
the
there.
Curb? Who's going to bite it? That's the question we ask on this podcast every time.
You're right. There is a bunch of Nazis in this room.
I do Nazi agree with that. How about that?
That didn't really work.
All right. I mean, I'm trying over here.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No, I cannot see that being a thing
yeah,
that we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got it. Retake.
You've been watching a lot of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, haven't you?
I do like that show. It's great.
One of my favorite jokes, I was told this in seventh grade by a girl that I liked. In seventh grade, she was like one of the hot chicks in seventh grade.
Right.
Just to put that into perspective, I was also in seventh grade at the time.
Who was hotter, that girl or your youngest sister?
That girl. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Christina.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's the right answer.
I'm allowed.
No, but.
But anyways, yeah. You guys have probably heard this joke, but how did the SS tie their boots?
How?
In little Nazis. Duh.
That's so stupid.
I love a pun. Seventh grade, my crush That's tells me that best. Joke. I'm just like, I'm Hispanic. This white girl just told me this very anti-Semitic joke.
That's great.
Like, why?
Oh, shit. I like that. That was a good one. I'm going to start using that one now.
Take it, you know, pass it around the office.
Okay, for sure. That's the best. Hey, look, so go to put in YouTube Eminem freestyle. I'm going to show you guys this one because this is a lot different the way he freestyles. The reason why he's one of my favorites and he's legit.
He's my favorite of all rappers. I know that's not popular because the art form was, you know.
Yeah.
And people say like white people co-opt it when they do it. And Eminem can't be the best.
Yeah, but that's just bullshit. Even everybody says
he's one
the
of the
best.
At
everybody
it, man.
Says that. Even
I mean,
the guys
Kendrick
have been around
is
forever.
Super good, dude. Like, I love because to me, the value I put into rap is like the lyricism. Mm-hmm. When you do poetic lyricism and you just make shit, that's what pops for me.
Right.
Like most people are like, oh, that beat is banging. That's the easy part.
And
the hard part is making like a message that's really good. Yeah. There's certain rappers that do that. Tupac, Kendrick, right, Biggie.
And Kendrick was even in the disses he was doing. He was doing double entendres, even quadruple entendres in the disses.
Quadruple entendre.
Fucking crazy. There was like a
is
line.
That, is that a thing he invented now?
No, he didn't invent that. But he was doing like crazy shit. Like in that he was like double meanings and like it was just crazy. I didn't know that until I dug deeper. Some of the stuff I didn't know because I didn't know the people he was naming.
Classic wordsmith shit.
But Eminem does that like crazy amounts.
What's the one? This was a couple years ago. I mean, more than a couple years ago. It had to be like 2014, 15, where he's like in like almost like it looks like an abandoned train station or something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He does
yeah.
like a 10 minute just fucking
right,
bow,
right,
bow.
Right.
Monster,
that's sick.
Dude. He's a monster.
So, the one I'm looking for, Mick, is that this one? I can't see the screen. Click it. Push play. Let me see. The one I'm looking for is like he has like a beanie on and it's old.
Give me hot, M.
You have a beanie?
Yeah. Real.
Thank you.
No, this is not. Wait, fast forward a little bit. This one's good too, but that's not the one I'm talking about. The other one, you can see how focused he is. Now, change it. Not this one. I forgot what
it's
like.
Some Eminem sound.
It's like something TV that he was on. Fuck, what was it called? It was a really OG station. Let me look it up. But this is like one of the ones that, one of the videos that I seen back in the day, and I was just like, oh man, this is so good.
What do you think it is about freestyles that don't become like popular?
Westwood,
like,
Westwood TV.
What do you think it is about?
Tim Westwood TV, yep.
Freestyles.
Say it again.
What do you think it is about freestyles that even when they get them recorded nowadays, because that wasn't like a thing before, it was just like a live mm-hmm. experience.
Is this one right?
When they get it recorded 4 minutes, why doesn't it become a big radio hit or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Uh-oh. Here
oh,
we go.
Shit. Shout here out we go. Westwood.
Westwood.
Let's go. About to watch your Let's good fucking stuff go. Here.
Oh.
He's an OG in the DJ community for hip hop and shit.
He looks like Sam Morrell.
He kind of does. But he's like in it. Like Eminem's like in it on this. That's what I like about it. He's like so focused. Like, let's do it, baby. Radio on Westwood. Sam was about to go down. I wasn't born mean, I was pushed to track streets looking for some puss to fetch me. This is what, 14 years ago?
14 years ago. Edgy enough to give Reggie Bush a wedgie. Things could get messy. Pass that ass to me, let me squish the left cheek. Right until it's smushed against me and leave a dead body in the woods. Referee's beef. We started off on the wrong foot. Or should I say fake lake made out of wood? See, but I love that. Okay, so this is like, pause it real quick. This is like understanding
yeah,
what they're
pause
doing.
This one a lot, huh?
Okay, trying to understand what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like he was doing this like e-rhyme scheme the whole time. And yeah. then he like pivoted into like stuff that rhymed with wood mm-hmm. and then moved on. You know what I mean? Like right. that is like, that's the talent. That's the skill.
Right. To navigate it.
Yeah.
Is the skill. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Somebody's gonna be like, look at these honkies talking about hip hop like they know what they're talking about.
Trying to understand it, ladies and gentlemen, for you.
I'm a
for
rapper. All
the
rest all right?
of you, we're throwing ourselves on the front lines for all the rest freestyle. Of you honkies.
I can't freestyle like that, but I think I write decently.
See, I could do is the same thing that like Mick
getting you know, mad does. At, where I'm getting like, mad at people that are not even like saying anything.
You fuckers,
I'm attacking them
me?
Before they start talking shit. Before you talk shit,
see me in the comments, motherfucker. No, but no, like the way like you know me and Mick, I think we're in the same route. Like we're like when you hear an instrumental, you just want to sing to it or whatever. Yeah, you know. Yeah, what yeah. So you come with a melody, and that's easier to kind of make words to. You stretch it out right. a little bit, you know. That's what I could bring to the table. I'm not good at freestyling like
I'm
syllables.
Not, I can't
that's
do that.
Hard.
Matt,
hard.
I can't do that either. But I like to write, and that's fine. I'm that type of rapper.
Do you ever aspire to be like to challenge yourself to be like, you know what? I want to get better.
Yeah,
at
I do. Yeah, I do want to. I've been doing that. That's why I went in so heavy into Harry Mack is because I was like, I want to learn this
art.
Formula. You know, like he's like teaching. And then there's another guy. I forget his name. I'll look him up though. We'll give him a little shout out. He's dope because he teaches different time signatures and stuff when he's rapping, and he does a lot of cool shit in his raps, and he has like really cool videos that teach it. He calls it rap science.
Well, we'll pull that guy up and then make sure you just make a timestamp, Mick, for Harry Sack. That was the other guy, right?
Harry Sack. Yeah.
Just put his you know stuff down there, Harry Sack at Instagram or whatever.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about, dude.
Harry Sack.
Harry Sack, you don't remember Harry? That guy was the talented guy, the talented rapper guy.
Nobody wants to see this shit, dude.
What the fuck?
You want to know why?
Why?
Want to know why? Because this video has a 1.4 million fucking video views on it.
Yeah, what's the high number? Like 80 something million?
78 million views.
There's like billions of people on the planet, so actually, if you really think about it, it's not that much.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. Can you imagine like having something so like undeniable?
78 yeah. million. Well, I don't know, dude. Like people. I would watch a video of a dude getting hit in the nuts, like probably like four or five times in a row, and then bring it back again and watch it again. You know what I mean? That doesn't give it a value. Doesn't give it the same sort of value. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. The squirrel. This I always go back to the squirrel water skiing. Nobody can't. See that. Nobody can
guys,
look at that.
Right.
Guys, you know? Guys,
what?
I like turtles.
That one. See?
Solid
like
video.
What makes a video like that like so like unable to not watch more than you have to. It's like a Pringle. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Bro, I love Pringles.
You watch it a bunch of times.
That shit with Pringles is so true.
Remember. Had your kids, had your wife,
yeah,
and had your husband because they're ripping everybody. Yeah.
So how long did it take you to memorize that? I tried to memorize the Orbitz gum commercial the other day. Do you remember that, the one with the dirt, the like, you got a dirty mouth? That one? Do you remember that? You don't remember?
No.
Where they come in and just like, oh, you think I was going to find out about your, your doo-doo eating cootie queen? Who are you calling a cootie queen? You lint licker. You don't remember that?
I remember that, dude.
Like, with the French toast. You don't remember that?
You don't remember that, dude? I remember that.
Fantastic. Fantastic writing.
Stupid. That's pretty good, though.
Here we go. Hide him. Hide him.
Obviously, you have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your window.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Do you remember when they were doing this to every video? Okay, so
that started very, like, densely in, what, like, 2011, 2013? So, like, right in that pocket of time.
That's so funny,
and
dude.
Now it's, like, it's just a thing now. You can make bangers that way. I still, that's how I like TJ Maxx.
You ever seen the Walking Dead one?
Walking Dead one. Is it from the show?
It's from the show.
No, then.
Oh,
no.
Man.
What's that? What do we got?
What was that called? Something. Hold on, I'll find it for sure.
Oh, shit.
It was so big.
Right, enough of that bullshit. That was more uncomfortable than I wanted it to be.
Bro. All right, that's a low key banger. What did you do? Put in Carl Papa, P-O-P-P-A. It was made by bad lip reading. You ever heard?
I know bad lip reading. I'm more to
that shit is so
the football
fun.
Game stuff. Dude, that's the stuff I love.
That should have had me laughing. Go.
Here we go.
This is so old school, dude. This is so funny. Man, we got so much shit we have to write down. Look at, they're all confused.
Beat.
Dude, they made a banger, bro.
I heard the gingerbread boy, cause he's pretend bread boy.
Little cookie man.
Because I flow. Little jiggy jar jar dude.
It's just the art of the combination of words. Jiggy Jar Jar dude.
You guys ever heard this?
Dude, never seen it. Yeah, you're a shrinky dink. That's my favorite part.
Jiggy Jar Jar dude.
The Jiggy Jar Jar do.
That shouldn't matter because a brick is just a brick.
Dark days, darker. Bro, I was living with my brother, and like me and my brothers would always like, you know, we were into this type of YouTube shit, right? We playing all this shit all the time. But I was living with my brother Mikey at the time, and I was outside just doing some stuff outside, and I heard it like this song blasting, and I was like,
all right,
I know
right.
this, but I already knew the song, but I was like, I'm like, what song is this? I'm like, I know this song. And it was the neighbors blasting it. And I got closer to the fence so I can hear it. And it was this song. And I was like, who's just playing this song, blasting it?
That's like the TJ Maxx stuff. I showed you guys that one song, the I Am 5 Saban. Like to me, like, dude, he makes bangers. His first song, it was called Sitting. Yeah. It was like a viral sensation too. It's like sitting is the opposite of standing. And it's like somebody made a beat around it, and it's like a fucking banger. It's like, dude, I'll bump that, dude. I'll bump that when I'm at the beach. That's a good song for being at the beach.
Oh shit. But yeah, that was a funny story when I heard that. I was like, wait a minute. I know this song. Turns out it was this song. Like, who's just bumping this shit?
What is it again? Skitty bop doop dee doo doo? What is the
what?
The one of the lyrics, it was the skinny
jiggy dar dar do.
Yeah, jiggy jiggy dar dar do. There you go.
Oh, that's perfect. I could put bleeps over that. It'll sound like he's saying a different.
Oh, word. I'm gonna give it to your cleaner. Jiggy jiggy dar dar do. Boom. Dang it, shamelessly.
Damn. Say trigger then.
It still won't go that
way. Wait,
far.
Fuck. I said it like 8 times. We don't promote saying bad words here, guys. Because saying bad words, stuff that's cancelable, we don't say those things because that's retarded. Mick, let's play the rest of this video.
Jiggy jiggy dar dar do. There we go.
It landed right on it.
Random dead people
try to kill. They just added that in there.
Yeah, it's not from the dialogue. No. There's no wrong lip reading there. It's just some guy.
That's why it's a banger,
hook
about, dude.
Yeah. You need a hook. You need a hook.
You need a hook. Yeah, they put the zombie.
Jiggy jar jar do.
So stupid. Hey, you still gotta pause it every once in a while, dude.
We're making extra
work for me, dude.
We're captured by the song.
No, I'm gonna be cutting it up myself. So don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it, okay. Baby girl.
All right, that's fine.
Baby girl. I don't know what's happening.
Mick is treating the board bitch seat like he's like board boss. That's what I'm feeling. He's bossing us around, energy.
Oh, that's just some passive aggressive shit.
He's telling us.
I'm all about it. I think there should be some more. Some more looks like retraction from the So, all right, let's go. Honestly, we were talking about it. I'll lead right into the favorite riffs thing. You guys want to do the favorite riffs thing?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go. All right. So, I definitely got one. You could pull it right up. It's Monuments, Origin of Escape. I don't know. Are you guys familiar with that song? Are you familiar with that band?
I know the band. I don't know the song titles from them, though.
I mean, to me, it's just an ultimate, as the kids would say, bop. You know, it's an ultimate bop. To me, it just always gets me.
What exactly is a bop? What it considers a bop?
I believe it's an acronym for bad ass.
I think that's bap, if it's badass.
Well, badass is like one word.
Oh.
You know, so badass.
I always thought it was like, you're just making it up.
I am. I'm trying. You're supposed to help me.
It's supposed to be like pop, right? But bop for kids for some reason.
Are you talking about kids bop?
Yeah, because that's where the term came from, no?
Is that where it came from?
I think so.
It's a bop?
I don't know. Look that up, Mick. Is that where it came from?
It's a bop come from.
Where did bop come from? What does that mean?
What's the other one that they say? There's it slaps. That's the other one. It slaps.
They do say it slaps. It slaps. So what you're saying is that this song from this guitar riff from Monuments, it slaps.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying this song is Liddy.
Yep.
Got you.
Can I chime in real quick?
Yeah.
Sure.
If this shit takes off in the future, they're going to be like, look at how they used to talk in 2024. Can you believe they didn't understand what bap, bop, man?
Wait, why was it from Texas?
In the future, why would they be the hillbillies?
Dude, that's how I hear everybody as a hillbilly.
That's a hero, hillbilly. That's what he envisions.
I'm going to be honest with you. Most people sound like Boomhauer to me. You guys are on like Dale level, and then like if you're lucky, you get to like Hank.
Dude. Boomhauer is the shit.
That's me.
There should be a show about Boomhauer.
Just his own sideshow. That would be pretty great.
Just imagine just an hour of Boomhauer. I'm going to go.
Little quiz for you guys. Do you know who, when there was an episode where he had a brother that came to his like wedding or whatever it was, Who played his brother? Anybody know?
I don't know that one. But
and tell me, this doesn't make the most sense in the world.
Huh.
Matthew McConaughey.
That does make sense.
Makes the most sense in the world.
That's great. Oh, I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I watched it, but I probably wasn't paying attention.
Find that epi. It's good. It's classic. Classic.
That's great. I had to listen to that.
Monuments.
Monuments. Pussy. I mean, you didn't look up Bop, but... Fine, whatever, we're past it.
I really don't even know if we'll be able to, even if we Urban Dictionary that, it's going to be some sexual position or something like that. We're not going to get to the bottom of where did the terminology bop come from? I mean, I guess the first relation to it, yeah, I have a kid's bop.
Has
kids
to bop. Be that.
It's actually a short word for saying bebop.
No,
and
yeah,
then
I saw
bebop
that too.
Is
no,
what?
You gotta look it up in the term of music. So bop is a slang term that describes a song that is good or amazing and has a catchy rhythm that makes people want to dance. For example, someone might say that song is such a bop. I think you were right.
Could I say something?
Oh,
That's what bebop is.
Right.
What?
What you're describing.
So it's just a co-opted shorter version of that same
term. He's like, no, it's not that, but it's bebop.
Look up bebop. Wait, and we're not talking about Ninja Turtles, bebop, and Rocksteady. No. Something else. A different thing.
The bebop is, how do you spell it? B-E-P-O-P?
Bebop is a sentiment.
B-E-B-O-P.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Bebop's more of like a sentiment.
It says bebop. The first kind of modern jazz, which split jazz into two opposing camps in the last half of the 1940s.
Yeah, exactly. That was just the what they wanted in music back then.
Okay.
And they called it bebop.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to look back in the past, like, what was hip hop? The hell's that?
What the hell's hip hop?
Fascinating.
Imagine.
This conversation sucks, dude. All right. Let's go to the monuments.
I don't even want to watch it now, dude.
Let's just end it there, dude. We're good.
We don't need a video.
That was a good episode. Let's do it. All right, guys. Thank you for... No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What am I playing?
Monuments. Some gay shit.
You could play it on Spotify even. We don't need a video for it. I just want to hear... Literally 15 seconds of the riff.
Yeah, you're making it way too. We're in the topic of our favorite riffs right now.
Do you guys have one just like conversationally? We'll go through them. Do you have like one where it comes to mind?
I think mine's visually related on one of them, but it's Pantera, and just the way the video is like kind of makes it even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of them.
Song,
but I forgot what the song title is. But also another one for me is Korn. Which is, it's funny because it's really not even one of my favorite songs, but
it's just
the
riff
is just perfect.
That was the core of this conversation when I brought it to you guys. It was sometimes it won't even be the best song all the way through. You know what I mean? But
not that it's a bad song, but it's just not one of my favorites.
Can I participate in this?
Go ahead, Mick. Go.
Oh, dude.
I guess so.
What you got
for you guys? So you want Korn?
Yeah. I was gonna
put their Polar page up. Was that what you want? Or what do you want?
Well, I was gonna show you Pantera because I wanted to get the visual aspect of the song that I'm thinking of. I think it's 5 minutes alone. I had to see the video.
5 minutes alone. 5 minutes in heaven.
It is this one because the video is just sick, dude. The video is sick. But
wait, the Pantera one?
Korn Here to Stay is the one that I
okay. Yeah, that's undeniable. That's one of the undeniable.
Dude,
that's the one with, like, it's like just a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see,
and the way they started off is real like crunchy and like super muffled.
I remember. Okay, so when I was younger, I didn't necessarily get Korn, even though I love System and all that stuff. They weren't like the top of my list, and it's like the. Like that song is what really got me into them, and they had another song with the guy who played Jesse Pinkman. in he was in the music
Thoughtless.
Video. Thoughtless.
That's and a
I was
great
like, okay,
song.
Cool, dude. Like, I love this is the core. I
came
get
in
now.
Through issues.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I got really into them. That's when I started discovering them.
I fully got into Korn during Follow the Leader, the album right
yeah,
before.
I mean,
that.
I obviously I loved all the Todd McFarlane art and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Like yeah. I was like, I was into that, but I was yeah. like, I never listened to the record or anything.
Right.
And then once I saw more music videos from them, because that's how I discovered most of my music. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I need to dig into this
and
band.
See what
I like
this
them.
Is about.
Yeah. I need to check them out.
Yeah. No, Korn is fun when you, especially when you're, I've seen so many of my friends go from not liking Korn or even hating Korn to like, just because they didn't understand Korn. They didn't understand that band. You
and
know, like
they're
the
really
way.
One of the, kind of just fucking game changer bands yeah. for like detuned music, yeah, which is what yeah. a lot of what we do or listen to mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. you know, affects that whole yeah, style.
Monuments is, I know they're Korn fans.
Oh yeah.
You can tell by sure. their music.
Yeah.
But also like Amir is, you can tell just by dude, listening to them.
I need to get back into Amir. I haven't listened to them in a while and I could run, you know, what is it? Songs of the Damned or something like that?
Oh,
that
yeah, yeah.
The one with the stereo on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Speaker
of the Damned.
That's a good album.
I could run that banger after banger.
That was the one.
Bop after bop, if you will.
That's the one that, like, when I really was like, wow, they really are Korn fans. I can tell by listening to it because there's a lot more in that than the previous albums where it was like, you know, all the fucking wow and all the freaking mm-hmm. weird noises and the guitars. But yeah, I love Amir. I love Amir. I actually liked Acacia Strain because I know Acacia Strain and Amir were sort of like similar. Mm-hmm. I liked Acacia Strain way more than I liked Amir. And I always said Amir sucks and all this shit. But then I saw them live and it changed my mind.
That's always the best, mm-hmm. you know, discovering a band through their performance, their live performance. Yeah. Like to me, it's like, I mean, whether it's like you haven't heard the music at all and so you don't have any judgment and then you see him live and you're like, yes.
Y'all, this is dope.
I'm
and then they
in.
Sound just like it, if not better than the
albums. And then there's the other ones where you listen to the recording, you're like, don't quite get it. You don't quite, all right, whatever. Yeah, I see why this is cool, but it's just not my thing. And then you see them live and then like they flip you.
Yep.
Like
yep.
that's the best.
And it happened like that with me with the Amir versus Acacia Strain because everybody always says that they're like, you know, the ones that are like similar or whatever in that era. But I became more of a Amir fan than I was a Acacia Strain fan. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It was just fun. They're both good live, too. Very, very good live.
Yeah.
And that was the same. I think that was when I seen Amir live, it was with Suicide Silence at Warped Tour, I want to say.
Awesome. I saw them.
Which was
no,
insane.
I saw Suicide Silence at Bamboozle Left. That's what I'm thinking of. And then I saw Amir at a Warped Tour. Yeah, it was at a Warped Tour in
probably the same one.
Ventura. I think it was Ventura, actually.
Yeah, we were probably at the same one.
Really?
Maybe. Was it Dillinger there that day?
They probably were, but I didn't see them. Now that's a band amazing I was way late to the game on, is Dillinger's Escape Plan. That's another
I
band
was
that
I
was...
I met Greg. I had a picture with him.
Yeah, it was way too late in the game
fucking nicest
with that
guy
band.
Ever.
Yeah. This guy showed me Between the Buried and Me. That's another band where I'm like, I never would have gotten into them if not for him like mm-hmm. pushing them and like me trying to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another band where
I discovered them pretty much by myself.
Can we watch some BT BAM?
I love BT
I'm
BAM.
Always down.
Always.
I mean, they're one of my
top
favorite like bands to see perform. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they're just amazing. Like, I mean, they're just like a spectacle, dude. Mm-hmm. And it's not even about like them having like crazy light shows and shit. Like,
oh,
I love a band like
Enter
Shikari. Like, they're huge. They have a whole huge production. But watching BT BAM play is like about watching the musicians do what musicians do best. Right. It's like,
and that's the thing. The thing with BT BAMs, they're so good. They're all very, very talented. Every single one of them has their own talent, you know? Yeah. And their members, the things that all their members believe in, I fully believe in too, especially Dusty.
You want to expound?
Huh?
You want to expound?
I'm just saying
that?
We have the same morals. Mick, what are you playing, Mick?
Oh, this is Colors.
Yes. My boy, Briggs. My boy Dan right there. Where's Dan at? I seen him. Dude, this live performance is so fucking good.
It's amazing. How long is it too, Mick? Like the whole,
it's 2 hours.
It's two hours, dude.
Woo. One of the best, pause real quick. One of the best things is when I seen them live, they played two songs. That guy's, did I tell you about that? they played,
I think you kind of got into this, but they were like 8 minutes and 15 minutes or something like that.
They basically played 35 minute set with two songs. Ooh. It was like a little bit of jamming. That was it. And then they're out. I was like, what? And it was, Ants in the Sky and White Walls.
Yeah.
It was those two songs.
Still, but
the songs awesome. Are long.
Yeah. They're like,
but fucking... they like extended them.
Well, because Colors, the record, is like only 8 tracks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like it's like a full, the length of a full CD is like 75 minutes.
It was great. I was laughing. But
that's what I love. I was like, dude, I love that shit, man. I mean, like, challenge me.
Yeah.
Challenge me with my listen. That's a band that definitely like, oh, dude, like.
Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure you had an argument before where you said. Well, it was specifically that super sick artist I showed you, Dr. Kiyasu.
That's not a challenge, dude. I already get that from fucking soup to nuts. I understand exactly what's going on there. Especially when we dug deep. We dug deep into him and we saw like, oh yeah, no, he's a talented drummer.
Yeah.
He's like almost satirizing drums.
It
like,
has to be, right? He has to be joking
around.
There's
no way I could look at that any other way because he seems brilliant. To a degree.
Yes.
And that's
he has an actual band and it's fucking dope.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
dope. So it's him you and know one there's other something person. To it.
But I'll just, like I said, I would love to have a sit down conversation, you know, sit down at a Dunkin' Donuts booth with him and just be like, hey, let's be honest, dude. You're fucking around, right? You're fucking around. You're fucking off. And he's be like, yeah, dude, isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy? That's what would happen. I know that's what would happen.
Like, oh, Anthony, I don't make jokes with music. My music, why are you looking so serious?
Cut to my face. I'm not, I don't find humor in any of this stuff.
You don't think it's funny that you're making fun of my music that I express myself with?
Displeased. Nothing but displeasure.
Uh-huh.
Right here. as soon as Mick cuts back to me, I break. I'm like, fuck!
You disrespect my music.
Come on, you're gonna say disrespect. Disrespect. You know what you're doing. There's a big difference between the Japanese and Chinese dialects.
Right. And
that, you know what I mean? You got the hi. And then you have the
wait, how do you do it?
You do disrespect.
That's Japanese.
Yeah.
You disrespect. You disrespect my music. You disrespect my family.
I honestly, well, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to send it to you guys, but I completely forgot to do it. But it's like there's this video that's going around right now. It's these two Asian people. They're reading like an English sentence, like, uh-huh. "Oh, do you like my purse or whatever?" And he's like, then one of the others like, it's like a full blown Japanese guy. He's like, "No, not enough swag." And he's like, "Do you like my purse, bro?" And he so comes stupid. In and it's like, so they make fun of our dialect too. So let's go.
That's true.
Let's
that's
live
true.
In a world where we can make fun as of each other's dialects
fun and fun of each other equally. Laugh. Then just it's laugh. Fine.
Just laugh.
People need to laugh
it's
more.
It's harmless.
Though.
We need like, laughs.
For real.
Okay. For real. Monuments. Monuments. Let's get into it. Let's get this
what song.
Over with.
Did you give him the song?
Origin of Escape.
Okay. I can't see his big ass head is in the middle right there.
Yeah, just do that live one, which is ironic. The lead singer here is the guy from a band that I showed you guys called Makari. I think that's his solo band that he's like started, but he's the singer of Monuments now. But the original guy was the dude who started in Periphery. I always forget his name, but he's got an afro. I remember that part.
Yes. The African-American fellow.
Yes.
Okay.
The AAF. Monuments. Monuments.
We'll cut to what Anthony
shout
calls
out monuments.
Them later.
You guys are sick.
They're so good, dude. They're right. So good.
Remember that shit I was saying before? Let's do it. This song is called Origin of Escape.
I never fully got into him, but maybe I could give him more chances. I don't
we'll
know.
See, yeah. You know.
Now fuck this place up. Here we go.
Okay, so to me, that's all I need for a good car ride right there.
Fuck, now I want to give you a different song. That's the riff, though.
Pretty much. I would say, like, the into the original recording. It's like a minute 50. There's a part where they do this like really kind of like unique, like kind of... Can you fast forward maybe like 40 seconds, man?
All right, you're right. They're pretty good. Is this like newer? Is this newer Monuments or older Monuments?
I would say this is older. Yeah, this is part of their older catalog. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let it play from here. Here. See, it's hard not to bop to it, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Here we go. Hold on. Wait, it's coming. But there's a part where the instrumental goes and does this weird timing thing.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's part. What I love. I love when the timing is crazy.
Here we go. Ready. Come on.
I like that.
Come on.
I like that all this guy's wearing a button up. They're all wearing button up.
Yeah, I know. I can make a Hawaiian shirt that looked that good.
Okay.
What do we got?
Mick, go Emir Derelict.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know this one?
I do know this song.
You can go Spotify. Just get the...
I do know this song, yes.
This riff right here.
It's...
Fucks me up,
dude. It's hard to not... There's, like I said, there's certain... This is why I wanted to talk about... There's certain songs where it's like, it might not even be your favorite song, but when that part plays,
you're just like,
it gets your bones, dude.
Ooh. Actually, I got too many of these because now they're all coming.
Yeah.
Because there's also Animals as Leaders. There's a riff that's just like, is it
Kafo? Is it Kafo? No?
I think so. It's just like...
It just gets your bones.
Like, yes. Oh my gosh, dude. Like, bro, stop, man. You're making us all look like dummies. That fool's so good. Dude is so stupid.
Yeah, no, he's an alien. He's already stated. He's an extraterrestrial.
Is it this one? I think so. We'll have Mick pull it up.
Yeah.
That's not even the one. I know which one it is. Woven Web. That's the one.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing Woven Web.
No, Goldie Mirror, Derelict, bro. I already said it. This one.
Ooh.
This shit is so fire, dude. Talk about bop, dude.
Still trying to think of an acronym for bop.
Dude, come on.
Defining how, like, okay, so like, to me, when making breakdown parts or like heavy parts like that,
yeah,
the pauses. It's about those pauses. Mm-hmm. Emir like really was a band that like understood that from the get-go.
From the beginning. Yeah.
From the beginning.
That was their writing style.
Yeah, people took that from their book for sure.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Come on now.
It's a million songs.
There's a million songs.
It's just one riff the whole time.
With that pattern, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. for some reason, this one is just.
It's the bends. The bends for me. Boom, wham, boom, wham, boom. Because usually, if somebody does a bend like that, they'll do one. Boom, wham. But they're going boom, wham, boom, wham. Like, just the way they did it.
Very good.
Jesus
Nate,
Christ.
Do you got one?
I like that. I can go all day on this. So,
I didn't know you guys are going to go that direction of riffs.
Okay.
No, let's go all over the place, dude. Okay. I have other style ones, too.
He's like, have you ever heard Barbie Girl?
Hey, I love that fucking song.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. Look at to one that I was going to throw out there. No doubt, dude. I'm Just a Girl.
That's a great song,
it's
actually.
An amazing riff. That mm-hmm. riff is insane.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it comes on in a club, all the guys are like, I guess this is okay.
Everybody likes that song.
I mean, who can hate on that?
Dude? Yeah, you can't. There's just some artists and bands that you hear that song, whatever it is that was their song that got them big or whatever the case, just one of their popular songs. You hear that one, you're just like, damn.
What do you guys feel about this one? This is a hella corny one on my end, but I want to get away. I want to fly away by, what is it? Lenny Kravitz?
Kravitz. Yeah, that one's Kravitz.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's one of the first ones I learned on
guitar.
That's true.
Hey, honestly, Nirvana. Come on now.
I mean, you can't see this is what I'm talking about. Like mm-hmm. riffs you cannot deny.
I don't even like Nirvana that much at all.
To me, my favorite song by Nirvana is a song called You Know You're Right.
But that
you can't deny it.
Yeah.
You can't deny it.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Wait, what song were you talking about?
You know you're right. Oh, come on, you bitch. You sassy bitch.
He
of
knows
course.
True. Man, I got the chills, dude.
I'll be waiting. Fuck
that's
yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, yes. I mean,
yeah, this is one. Yep.
There you go.
100%. I'm with you. Good choice, Mick. Good choice. I like this. The Howard?
Let's go, dude. I mean, let's fucking go with it.
This is classic. It was so good. It was on Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Oh, okay. So we talked about the new All That Remains on here last time we got together.
So good.
Now that, what is it, Six? Is that the song that they have on there, Six? What is the song that they have on Rock Band?
Oh, I can't remember.
I want
to say it has to have been Six. Or I want to. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been
that
a while.
One, that one's been.
Are you talking about Mike Hurst?
No, I'm talking about All That Remains. The band All That Remains.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Six that they have on?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's been
tight.
Yeah, that's been heavy in the rotation again just because of us going over All That Remains, dude. Oh, man.
I love it. Go do Woven Web. Let's.
Oh,
that's a good one. It's a fucking good one, dude. It's a fucking good.
If you're just joining us here on the Stool Podcast, we're going over bops, guitar bops in particular. All Woven our favorite web. Guitar
and
bops.
That, it's called Woven Web.
From Pantera?
No, from fucking. No, fuck Pantera now.
What?
Fucking go to Spotify. Fucking Animals as Leaders.
Woven Web.
Hey, fuck Pantera. Who's Pantera? Those riffs suck. Nah, fucking.
We love you, Dimebag.
Yeah, Dimebag was the shit. He just knew how to write groovy, heavy shit, you know?
For that time period, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, there's still riffs that are being written like that today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a timeless kind of art form that he was doing.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive.
It was like kind of Southern Rocky metal.
Yes.
Like heavy metal, though.
Yeah. And nowadays, let's say, like, you know, a style like of, Metallica or Megadeth, stuff like that. You hear a riff like that, it's like aged. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you hear
that
speed metal riff. Yeah, it's like, well, okay, that's of a Trivium. Time.
Yeah. Trivium is basically Metallica, modern day Metallica.
Yes. And it's like you hear that and you have to be a fan of that kind of music really because it's like of a time.
Right.
And then like you have like Pantera-esque riffs that are creeping their way into modern hardcore, you know?
Exactly, into the modern hardcore, especially hardcore, because it's like that same
it's that same that vibe,
feeling,
dude.
And everything, yeah. Hit it. Woven Web.
Woven Web by Animals.
We got a lot to fucking credit on this one. All good though. They're great artists and musicians, and Mick will push play eventually. Was it Woven Web? It's not Woven Web. You hit the wrong thing. I was about to say that's not it. There's no vocalist. I don't think it's this one either. What am I thinking of? I could be wrong, guys. No, this is it. Yeah, this is it. Because it does, it comes in right now. Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing.
Now, okay, so Tosin Abasi, he's just Animals as Leaders.
Yeah, it's pretty much him, I think.
It's just, that's it. That's all he does.
Yeah, he don't have a
band. Does he make guitars? Does he make pedals?
Maybe. I don't know about that.
Because, I mean, we talk about artists like, you know, branching out into other stuff.
Right.
You know, I feel like that's the only thing I know him from.
I don't think
he puts his heart and soul into this band and that's it.
Right here. Oh, no, not yet. It's coming up next time. The next go around.
I don't mind.
Here it is. No, it's the next one.
Classic. Wait, no. One more measure.
It is after all this. Yeah, it's coming right now. This is the buildup. So good.
All right, now let's mix this with our other topic.
No, it's the next one.
Other topic, ready? Freestyle, ready? Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Here we go. Shh. This is a bop. Oh, shit.
Oh, come on.
Now that's guitar. That's not even bass. That's his H-string.
It's all guitar.
He invented that style, right?
Sort of. Meshuggah.
I mean, but he like took it to a whole new fucking level, dude.
Oh, he took it to a different level, yeah. Oh, it's fucking, come on.
Is this a song that he plays live a lot?
I've seen it live, dog. I've seen it live when they play Between the Buried and Me.
Having the discipline to have this as part of your set is just crazy to me.
Bro, I was like, dude, what? This shit is nuts. I saw him with Between the Buried and Me.
Here's a question. And then it just gets beautiful. As a bassist, I'm going to embarrass you right now or not. Okay. You know how to play this song?
No. I actually thought about learning it. Like I learned like pieces of it because there's bass parts to it too. But yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
God tier.
You want to hear a crazy bass line?
Let's go.
Mr. Bungle, Dead Goon. Let's do it.
Dead Goon.
Dude, stop.
One more.
I already know it.
Yeah, let this guy hear it.
Let's hear it.
That's it. That's it. I'm done after that.
Dead Goon. I already like that as like a just Dead Goon.
This is crazy. This bass line is crazy. Trevor Dunn, the man, shout out. Top three bassist for me.
You know what they say about him? Trevor Dunn, Fieldy. But never finished. Right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what they say. Come on, guys. Give me something. Give me something.
You can fast forward like 30 seconds because it's like in there. Like a 30. I think I forgot when it comes in. A minute and a half, maybe? No, back up. This shit makes me so happy, dude. I love this. But just listen to this song. Like, this is, you know, when this was made in like the 80s, in the middle and the late 80s, this was Mr. Bungle. Like now everybody knows him for the like more punk shit, which is funny because their punk shit is what they did in the early 80s. And then they went to this and then they went to like 9 members in the band.
Now, pause it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mike Patton.
That's Mike Patton.
Doing the offensive vocals. Asian accent. Yes. play it again.
Yeah, you ever seen the other music video? He's wearing the priest suit.
No, I do that.
I never even thought about that, dude.
It's immediately what I heard.
Yeah, there's another one. Their music video where he's wearing a gimp mask, but he has a full priest outfit on. This right here. Check this out. This is amazing.
I don't know if I told you ever, but I let him borrow that outfit. What happened to funk? Why is it disappearing?
I don't know. I mean, there's still funk around, but
it's not popular. It's not okay. So country is becoming pop, and pop is becoming country, and that's like the big amalgam of music we're getting from, you know, like the mainstream artists and shit. Mm-hmm. Why is there no funk in that? I mean, Bruno Mars was doing some of that.
Oh, you know what, Bruno Mars, yeah.
But that's now nothing.
You're talking about Bruno Mars is more like on the. He's more on the hip hop side of funk.
Yeah, he is.
And but I feel like Red Hot Chili Peppers is on the rock side of funk.
True.
But where are they with a new song? I mean,
that's not that funky anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. It's all no one. Know what I mean? No one's funky anymore.
Nobody's funky like that anymore.
We need to refine the funk, y'all.
Yeah, we really do.
Refine the funk.
We're gonna start a petition.
Are you about to reach for another one? I was going to go grab one for you if you wanted me to.
There's one left. Whoever wants to
split. I'm good.
You want to split it? Me and you? I'll leave you your can. I'll pour a little bit in my mug.
Shut your mouth.
All right. You guys vamp.
I don't know. Have you seen Queen of the Damned?
With freaking Aaliyah?
Yeah, Aaliyah. She's just so hot in that. I totally get what's name was thinking. R. Kelly. I totally get what R. Kelly was thinking. Yeah, but she was like 16 or 17 or something.
Oh, that's gross.
But have you guys seen, Blade?
The new one or?
Just any of the Blades.
I've seen all the Blades.
They're really good.
The original three Blades are awesome movies. And then they have an anime. It's like
I haven't seen the anime. Is it good?
Sick.
Yeah.
Super sick.
gonna have to check that out. What about the movie Ren? Is it called Renfield with
Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
I have not seen it.
I have not seen it either. Okay, I think we're done vamping. Let's go ahead.
You're just going off of vampire stuff.
you can't just talk about Blade, dude.
Blade was a shit.
Come on, dude.
He was a what, Anthony?
Vampire.
Oh.
Actually, he was a half-breed. Daywalker. As some... Don't. I'm trying to think of all the other words.
I'd call him a nightwalker, but go ahead, Mick.
Just don't end on the ERs, dude. Nightwalker.
He was a Dayton. That's what he said.
That's not what I said. Run the tape. Run it back and it just beeps.
Bleeping it? Bleeping it would actually be so funny.
We need a bleep button, Mick. Note it down. Bleep button.
I'm thinking about it in my head. No, I'm not. I don't say those words in my head. Honestly,
real quick, mm-hmm. just to sidetrack onto Blade real quick. That scene, the first scene with like the blood orgy rave. Who wasn't getting hard in seventh grade to that shit?
I was.
My parents were sitting next to me in the theater and I was like, look away, fam. I mean, I'm in this.
What are we on now?
I forgot.
What was the other? Yeah. Are we on riffs still?
No. See.
Aw, shit.
Take me back.
This is the exact scene. This is the song from that, huh?
Let's go.
Aw, shit.
A little repetitive, I'm gonna be honest.
You know, listening back.
You know, oof! But there, when it hits,
that's where it kicks in. I can just picture him walking through the crowd. Remember, he's walking through the crowd and shit. And like, he's like first getting
there. It's all strobed. The whole scene is strobed.
So fucking, I'm going to go watch that.
They hold up. Those they're movies good. Hold up. I don't know why they're remaking
remember
them.
Remember Triple H is in one?
He's in the third one.
And what's
is he the one
Jessica
who plays
Biel?
Dracula?
It's Jessica Biel.
Yeah, no, she's like a Whistler's kid. You know, she's with Justin Timberlake.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
Like cuckolding Justin Timberlake and then
I would watch. I'll be cuckold.
You would be cuckolded.
Yeah, it's fine. I wouldn't be, but I would be, I guess.
You'd be like in the closet, like.
I'm just gonna be watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I'm not.
This is the music that's gonna be playing.
Not against any of that. Would Jessica Biel involved?
Do you think he's playing his own music while he's having sex with Jessica Biel?
I just don't see Cry Me a River as a good fuck song. I don't see it. Right? I mean, that's like you're going to be weeping, right? He's like, are you thinking like about it? Be honest. Are you thinking about your ex?
The most resentful sex you've ever had.
Right, yeah. Are you thinking about your ex right now? Be honest. Yeah, that's the song that ruins sex.
That's good.
There's like disdain in the voice. You're just like, oh God, this guy's feeling that.
I could tell this dick misses somebody else.
It's all no. It's all no.
Well, wasn't he with Britney Spears?
I believe, if I remember correctly, yes. If I know the whole thing correctly,
he's not missing her, dude.
He was with Britney Spears, and he wrote "Cry Me a River" because Britney Spears left him for I don't know the guy's name, Dwayne something,
Johnson, The Rock.
No, Kevin Federline, right?
No. She ended up with Kevin Federline, but Cry Me a River happened.
Shit, guys.
I swear, okay. I know.
But Anthony swears he does know.
It's the guy who did You Got Served. He made those movies. He's like a famous dancer, and then he was also the dude who was molested by Michael Jackson in the documentary. Mm. He came out and everything.
Dwayne Wade, the basketball player, he was raped by Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade, Michael Jackson.
Oh, you got to beat it. I'm a very bad man. I'm bad. I'm very, very bad.
Damn, dude.
Shit.
How much cutting is going to happen in this episode?
No, this is going to be great.
Jesus. Jesus.
Japanese.
Michael Jackson, dude. We stumbled onto something.
There's no way that nobody said that before. Michael That's Jackson? Too funny.
Have you heard it?
I have never heard that before. That's a good one. That's funny.
Okay, so back to the point. But Cry Me a River was written, it was a breakup song written about Britney Spears leaving Justin Timberlake for that guy. He was like a famous dance instructor. He was like her dance dude who like trained all her dancers and everything. She left him for him. And I guess he was just getting boo-fooed by Michael Jackson. You know, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the research yourself.
I don't know, so don't look at me. Anthony claims that he knows everything, so.
So, yeah, go ahead and play Cry Me a River. No.
What are we on, riff still?
I'm over it, dude. I have riffs.
No, I kind of got another one, though. Hit a Here to Stay by Korn.
I have one first, though.
All right, go for it.
Let's go, Mick. Let's go.
Come on, Mick. Shoot it. Your first one was amazing. Amazing
pick. Good call.
I got two if you guys want them. I'm just saying.
Do you guys know the band Dead to Fall?
Yeah.
Dude, you showed me Dead to Fall years ago. You're the reason I know about that, man. Is this the one where like the video, like the party video?
Is that one? That one's cool too.
It's a different one.
Is that one?
I'll play that one.
Is that the one where they're in a house?
Yeah,
that's the one I know. Like a house party?
That's the one he showed me.
That was pretty sick. But the point of the story is we're on riffs right now. This riff isn't that good. This is your riff,
for accordion, it's what not is bad. This?
Nah, you got my Theo. Go get my Theo on the accordion. That's very racist, Anthony.
What? I was doing accordion.
It's a great video. Riff is okay. If we're talking about favorite riff. It is classic style riff, though, for this
Break
time.
Break it down. Yes. Come on. I'm a sucker, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a sucker for that.
This does get
me. Give me the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that vibe.
This is tight. It just brings me back, dude.
What year did this come out, Mick?
I believe 2009.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah, because when I was playing my band To Kill For, we had some riffs that were like, that was that type, like fast, you know?
Classic Johnny.
Breakdowns and shit.
Yeah, basically Dead to Fall ripped off this riff from us, you know?
They did. Check out Kelly Cash Crop. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's totally different.
You said you had more. Come on. Bring it on.
Here to Stay by Korn.
Here to Stay by Korn.
I mean, this is classic. Just straight classic right here. Everybody knows this. You don't even have to listen to metal or Korn.
Which one?
Here to Stay. Yeah,
we don't even need the video. Let's go.
I don't even know what you're thinking. We're not going to be able to play this shit on YouTube.
I don't care, dude. That's why we have to do all the, you know, blurring out and all that gay shit.
I like the circle. Put it in the circle. I think we'll get away with it.
Maybe. I'll put it up earlier, so if it does get the claims, then I can like put it, I can go back into Final Cut and mess with it again. But I'm gonna try to get away with it with just the circle. We might be able to, I don't know. We'll find out.
Really small.
Good experiment.
Yeah, it should help, you know.
People know what we're going for.
This is classic. Like everybody knows this just by the sound. There it is. You guys ready? I'm not ready.
I mean, how hard did they work on that tone?
Crank it.
Like, I mean, how hard?
Honestly, I'm a huge Korn fan. It's not one of my favorite songs, but just this riff.
There's no denying it.
It's not. I love this riff.
And now that, in comparison to, right, okay, so we're talking favorite riffs here, right?
Uh-huh.
You can pause it, Mick. But we're talking favorite riffs here, right?
Yeah.
You just brought Animals as Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
This is a song I could learn. You know what I mean?
Right.
Animals as Leaders, that shit is like way beyond the pale for me. I'm sorry. That's like way, and both of them like were like coveting, like holy shit, like this is amazing. What do you think? What do you think is the sauce, dude? What do you think is the formula
for that?
You think it needs to be complicated? You think it needs to be simple? Somewhere in between?
No, I don't think when it comes to music that anything has to be more complicated or more technical than something else to be good. You know, because I listen to a lot of tech metal. So I listen to tech metal like, you know, Arcspire and Faceless and freaking, you know, Necrophagist and shit like that. Cephalic Carnage.
Wasn't Necrophagist? No. I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
No, I think that's right, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you got it
right. I'm going to keep going with that then.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Keep going. So Cephalic Carnage, Necrophagist, and then also, no, but I would listen to that and I got into that heavily and I was like, this is fucking real metal. I was that guy for a while, but I grew up listening to Deicide and Cannibal Corpse. So then I would go back and go listen to Deicide and Cannibal Corpse. I'm like, all right, this is still pretty great. I love this, but it's not technical like that, but it's still death metal. You know what I'm saying? I could listen to fucking Mummified by Barbed Wire from Cannibal Corpse, you know, and then still go listen to like Arcspire and be like, I love these both like equally, you know, but, and they both still grab my attention because now, of a certain thing.
What is it you would say that is like the differentiating factor? Do you think it's like in you, or do you think it's in like, I don't know, like the certain like timeline of music? It's hard to put this into words. Let me see. So like, okay. When you get into like a really technical riff, do you think you have to be in a specific mindset, you know, where I'm like very, that's how I feel like sort of like when it's like more technical shit, where it's like inspiring me to learn how to push myself, all that kind of stuff. And then there's this stuff where it's like, oh yeah, I could just play this on my acoustic really quick and figure it out.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that's a different sort of inspiration for me. Like, so when it comes down to like, do you think that's like something that flip flops, right? Like, I don't know. To me, I feel like I have to be perceptive to more challenging music at the time to get it.
And then
a riff like that, like, you know, Here to Stay, like that one could just speak to me whenever, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's like, okay, I'm ready for this.
It's like some riffs or songs even have you in that moment they got your attention rather than forever. Like Here to Stay, I can listen to this over and over. Dead Goon by Mr. Bung, I can listen over and over and over and over again. Woven Web, sort of the same thing, you know, not as much as this, but I think that's because I grew up with those two bands, Mr. Bung and Korn. You know, obviously Animals Leaders came out later on, you know, so I don't know. That's a good
question. We'll see with age
We'll come back to that in 20 years, guys.
Yeah.
And we'll answer that for you.
On episode 596, we'll talk to you about these riffs. I know, it'll be way more than that.
Be like 10,000 episodes. Yeah, already? Mick already wants to wrap it up, dude.
Wrap the gift.
I mean, we don't have to go 2 hours every time.
Such a bitch. What are we at right now?
An hour and a half.
Are we?
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
Honestly, I thought we were like at an hour. I was just pushing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Fucking.
No, but be natural about that shit.
Oh,
dude.
Fucking. What? Hey, you end
fucking
it.
Hey, rock and roll.
All right. See you guys.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to produce this bitch. And these fuckers are like,
I'm like, already?
All right. Oh, we're done? Okay. Let's go. Just starts packing his backpack.
Well, it's the way you did it, dude.
Yeah. Just cut us the fuck off. We were mid conversation. We were done, huh?
I think we were pretty much done. So. Favorite riffs, guys. Tell us in the. Let me do that again, guys. Tell us in the comment section what your favorite riffs are from any song, any music, any type of music, whatever.
Any style.
A riff could even be like Dr. Dre. Bam, bam, bam.
See, there you go.
That's a riff.
A great one. Super catchy. Just sticks in your head. Mm-hmm. Undeniably. Great. Just universal.
Yep. But that still counts as riff. Tell us what your favorite is.
We're going to keep that conversation ongoing, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's an easy thing for us to bring up. Like, you know what? This is a riff.
Right. It'll pop up. Yeah
that's it'll true. Pop up from time that's to time true. In the future. Look out for it.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you for watching The Stool Podcast. We appreciate you guys so much for coming through, listening. Even if you got this far, that's great. We appreciate you, and that's what we want. Just as much people to listen to this, you know.
Thank
tell
you
us
for coming.
Tell us how stupid through. We are. All that good stuff. We appreciate every person that listens to it. Appreciate you guys listening to the music. I will let you know where to find me. Find me on IG, Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG, without the E and without the H in Johnny. That's on everything. IG, YouTube, TikTok, everything, all my social medias. Listen to the Dunce Official on IG, right? Is it official now?
The Dunce Official.
The Dunce Official on IG. We dropped a new song a month ago. A couple song. Music video coming soon. You know what? Right here, I will plug a little snippet of that music video, okay?
Ooh.
Or.
Exclusive.
Or we'll end
the whole thing.
The whole thing with the closeout of just a snippet of a couple songs music video. I think that'll be tight. And then check out my band, DNG Heavy. If you live out here, we are going to play this weekend in Pomona.
Ooh.
At the Haven. We have a show. So come out, hang out with us. We're going to have fun.
Was anybody exciting?
Yeah. Let me
never mind.
Real quickly. Shut up. Real quickly. So check out DNG Heavy. Check out our IG.
He's going to look that up, and I'm going to do my plugs really quick to keep things concise. So just same shit. Dead Widow CA on Instagram. Uncle_energy on Instagram. Nerd_worthy on Instagram. Simple, cut and dry. I got a cover song coming out at the end of next month on June 26th, as well as I'm dropping basically it's a re-release of my old Violent Mouth songs done under the Tensions moniker, and you could get them on Spotify now and everything because they were previously only available on YouTube, and so now I have a couple songs coming out for that. But yeah, just look out for that. And Johnny is still not.
No, I got it.
Okay, he's got it. All right.
Real quick. We are playing with Salt Wound. Super freaking sick. And our boys in Ritual of Despair again.
Yes.
Snuff Tape and Lacerated. it's an all ages show, too, in Pomona. You know how Pomona does it? It's right there on 2nd Street. What's that's right?
All
that's
ages,
right.
Baby.
That's right. Next to 2nd Street is Glass House, yeah?
Yes.
And the Fox?
Yes.
Nice, it's right there. That perfect. I love that whole
right
area.
Where the
back
tiki
in the
room
day,
used to
remember
be.
All that shit back in the day?
Yeah.
Dude. The best. The Volt.
Stomping
the Volt?
Grounds.
That was the best. So yeah, definitely come out, Pomona, the Haven on 2nd Street.
Your plugs
on the 31st. Go for it, Nick.
All right, I got Cherry Coyote. I got 4 tracks coming out pretty soon. Been working on that really, really feverishly. And I have my solo stuff coming out too, which is more dubstep energy stuff. The dance is a whole other.
Nice.
New stuff coming soon, guys.
Hell yes.
That's sweet.
So it's gonna be really fun the rest of this year.
Yeah. You gotta put a Paris Hilton fuck yeah in there somewhere. Fuck yeah.
What was that chick that she used to hang out with, Nikki?
Dude, she's married to fucking the dude from Good Charlotte, man. Don't talk shit.
There's little she's like really
Nicole
short
Richie,
really
dude.
Little, yeah, Nicole Richie. Richie, there you go, her.
Yeah, Lionel Richie's daughter, dude.
That's right.
I ain't behind talking shit on her, dude. I'm all about Nicole Richie. Her and Benji, Joel Madden, one of those. Okay, real quick.
Sorry. John Madden?
No, okay, so Benji Madden, the guys from Good Charlotte, the twins from Good Charlotte. You guys remember Good Charlotte,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The twins, right?
The vocalist and the drummer.
So both of them, one of them ended up married to Nicole Richie, still happily married if I am getting my facts right. And then the other one ended up married to Cameron Diaz. They won.
Who did better?
I would say the guitarist guy, that he's the one who's with Cameron Diaz, yeah.
We're on the same page.
Dude, they won. All the people who talk shit on them being little faggot emo boys,
they won. Yeah, they beat the game.
They won. They beat it.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz.
So on that note, we love you. That's been the Stool Podcast.
Look at the camera, dude.
I was looking at the screen. I can't look at myself.
Man, why are you looking at yourself?
Fine. I'll do the fucking news anchor version of it. This is the Stool Podcast.
Thank you guys for coming.
For a second, I almost believed you.
There you go. That's the right camera view for it.
Love y'all.
Peace out.